It's the Rush Hour catch-up podcast for the new look Mazda BT50 with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and reverse camera as standard. Make sure your ute is built like a BT50.
Hey everyone, it's Luke, Libby and Dobbo. Thanks for joining us for the catch-up. We've got an auctioneers conference coming here to the Gold Coast. We're going to have a little bit of fun with that today. Also, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un finally got together for their big summit meeting. It was a very historic day. We'll cover off on that. And do you pay your kids to do household chores? Well, Margot is considering not doing that, but you'll hear all that for yourself. If you listen to this, it's the catch-up starting right now. Hey, I was reading over the weekend that we're getting at the convention centre a conference of auctioneers around the country. So I think it's Australia and New Zealand, some of the finest auctioneers. And I had to pick your brains on this, Dobbo, because if you're new to our show, you may not be aware that Dobbo is a former Young Auctioneer of the Year. Mm-hmm. Queensland, a former, what did you win, Dobbo? Junior Queen.
One of the titles was Queensland Young Auctioneer of the Year.
Yes. He was crowned up at the Ecker one year.
Yeah, which was
1999. It's a long time ago. Let's not rest on our laurels. I've gone on to higher accolades since then. But anyway.
Fantastic.
Hey, lest anyone think that's the only prize he's ever won, Dobbo's here to tell us that that's not the only thing he's won. He's won heaps more.
Plenty of women's hearts, mate. Plenty of women's hearts.
Come off it, mate. Anyway. There's an auctioneer conference coming to town, and I just, I don't know, the thought of that many auctioneers being in one place at the same time, I mean, A, how would you get a word in, and B, what's it going to be like just on a daily basis?
Noisy.
Good afternoon. Richard speaking.
Hey, Richard. G'day, mate. It's Fast Eddie here at the Auctioneers Conference. I just want to order some pizzas to feed the preachers.
No worries.
You grab your pen, you tell me when. I'm ready to begin.
Go for it.
Getting two large pepperonis, yippity yippity, four super duper supremes, a yippee I O, a vegetarian for the hippies and chickies, watching their weight, then four on my plate, again, three large meat lovers with extra sauce, and of course, yippee I O, keeping the flow, extra cheese, yes please, I am to please, an order with these, and for my mate Steve, getting four serves of garlic bread, do a diddy diddy dum diddy oh, and keep the auctioneers well fed, get those wings and things to round off everything.
Awesome.
You got that order, mate? Can you repeat it to me and make sure we got it properly?
Stay with me one moment, sorry.
Hang on there, Richard. So you're having a bit of trouble understanding me, mate. I'll put my mate on. He's a bit slower than me, and he might be able to help you out, okay? Hang on one sec.
Hey, how you going, brother?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, you couldn't understand him, eh? He goes too fast, eh?
I caught meat lovers. I caught double pepperoni.
He goes too fast. You should hear his wife. She hates that part about him. But hang on. I understand you can't handle fast, so I'm going to give you the order again.
Go for it.
Righto, boys, mark your books. I'll tell you what, a beautiful Ben and Cattle, aren't they? Now we're talking pizzas through pepperoni pizza. You get them away. Set them down. I want them hot and long as a Merrick Coltrane, as deep as a Wittenborn. Now work over to number two, the vegetarian pizza. Set them down, have a look and work it out, the beautiful vegetarian pizza. All thanks to the tree huggers who support this and don't support Aussie beef. Righto, you get them away. Set them down. One vegetarian pizza, three meat lovers pizzas. Righto, you have a look and work it out, the beautiful Santa Catrudas meat that's going to be on this pizza. Set them down. Length, the breadth, the depth. Have a look and work it out. Four serves of garlic bread to the tin lids and one serves of chicken wings as well. Now you write it out again. Two large pepperoni pizzas, set them down. Two large pizzas, one vegetarian, set them down. Three meat lovers supreme pizzas, all with a Santa Catrudas beef, set them down. And four serves of the garlic bread for the tin lids. And do I want some chicken wings with it? Yes, I cock-a-doodle do.
So we've got a pepperoni, veggie, three meat lovers, four garlic bread, one chicken wings. Got a couple of supremes in there as well.
We'll see you in half an hour, mate. Thanks for the order, eh?
Yeah.
Thanks very
see
much.
Harper.
Thank you.
Memphis, our eldest daughter, who's eight, reminded me the other day that I owe her $20.
$20? What for?
Yeah, well, I kind of agreed to paying the kids to do some chores. There's some non-negotiables in our house that they have to do. They put their own clothes away after I've washed them and folded them and put them on their bed, and then they put them in
That's
their cupboards.
Given.
They make their own beds in the morning. They have to put their dishes in the dishwasher after dinner, help tidy up, etc. Wiley and Memphis share the dishwasher load every morning and every night. That's their job, to unload and reload the dishwasher. And then to feed the dogs, water the plants.
Hey, Dobbo, I've just worked out why Margot has so many kids. Margot's got four kids, and it's just so she doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's correct.
The whole time the kids are washing and doing, I haven't heard, there's no other job to do in the household as far as I can work out.
Yeah, what are you doing?
She watches clean the toilets or the bathrooms.
She's watching Beverly Hills Housewives or one of those trashy
Real Housewives
TV shows.
Real Housewives of Melbourne, yeah. That's one of her go-tos.
Yeah. I do love a Real Housewives episode.
Joke.
But anyway, so there's a certain things. You know, if you live in the house, I want them to be self-sufficient. I want them them to grow up. And I, when, you know, when they go and live with people, roommates and whatnot, I want them to be nice, tidy human beings who
they're 10, 8, 6 and 2 or
well,
whatever.
The 4-year-old and the 2-year-old, I don't expect them to do anything. But the 7-year-old and the 8-year-old, I expect them to make their beds and, you know, put their dishes away. That's just part of living the house.
Work a 7-day week.
Yep.
But I kind of commissioned them to do some extra things around the house. I hate unloading the dishwasher in the morning.
Like,
I couldn't think
of
anything worse. So I've sort of said to them, you know, if you guys do this, I'll pay you. So I've kind of given them like $1 a chore type thing. I'll give you $1 if you unstack the dishwasher, $1 if you load the dishwasher. While he's like, oh, yeah, oh, I want $1 too, you know, because money is everything. It's their currency, you know. They'll do anything for money.
It's everyone's currency.
So now they're feeding the dogs. Now they're watering the plants, et cetera. But I always forget. So they get probably maybe $10 a week. You know, if they do all of their chores, you know, every day, all day, they get about $10.
Sure.
But I don't always remember to pay them. And then sometimes I dip into their chore money because I need cash for school or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, so it kind of got to the point where Memphis was reminding me all the time that I owe her money because I'd borrowed $10 off or whatever for the sausage sizzle at school, or I haven't given her her money for this week. And I was like, girlfriend, I pay for your life.
Did you actually call your daughter girlfriend?
Well, no.
Yeah, she would have. She would have.
I was like, babe, I pay for your life. Like,
yeah, they don't care.
Slack off on the $10, all right? I'll give it to you when I give it to you.
By the way, KG came up with a new rule in our place. And I see, I'm a bit like you. I used to, and it was sheer bribery. Like, if the more I paid, the more that got done. And KG said, right, enough's enough. So they start the week every week with the kids. They get $15. They start the week. And it's a system, if they don't do their jobs, they lose money.
It's a deduction.
William hasn't been paid for 3 weeks. Like, seriously, mate.
Hey, Will.
And his room is a credit. Like, yep. And you know what? Ava, she's gone as well now. Like, I looked at her room this morning. They left yesterday. And I'm like, I ain't touching that. And there's no money going
but
their way.
But they're a bit older. The incentive's not as good. Because my kids are like, you know, young and they're keen and they're motivated and they want to earn money. So I'm going to end up being in debt. Because now I'm like questioning whether I should have offered to pay or not. Because I'm like, I didn't get paid as a kid growing up to help empty the dishwasher.
No, I never got paid. But I'm thinking about it from your kid's point of view, Dobbo. I reckon it's a good deal. I want to talk to Will right now, mate. He's taking $15 off you, but have a look at what you're getting, mate. You're getting room, board. You're getting your meals made for you. You're getting your laundry done for $15 a week. It's a bargain, mate. Keep doing what you're doing. So what are you thinking now, though, Margo?
Well,
not paying kids.
Should we be paying them? Like, because now I'm
you
finding it a burden.
Pocket money's a great thing.
I've never had cash on me either. You know, so I'm finding it a burden that, A, I have to pay them cash.
Yeah, but kids are getting pretty savvy these
days.
Because
I told them.
If you say, oh, I don't have cash, I can't, they'll say, that's all right, I've got a swipe and go.
Tap and go.
I've got to tap and go to unload the dishwasher. Well, let's open the phones up. 13 27 10 is our number here at Gold 92.5. Do you pay your kids when they're doing the household, you know, work around the house, or should they just do it for, as Margo says, for the love of the fact that you gave them life?
I did.
You girlfriend.
Say, girlfriend, I gave you life.
Memphis, our eldest daughter, who's 8, reminded me the other day that I owe her $20.
$20, what for?
Yeah, well, I kind of agreed to paying the kids to do some chores. There's some non-negotiables in our house that they have to do. They put their own clothes away after I've washed them and folded them and put them on their bed, and then they put them in
their
cupboards. They make their own beds in the morning. They have to put their dishes in the dishwasher after dinner, you know, help tidy up, etc. Wiley and Memphis share the dishwasher load every morning and every night. That's their job, to unload and reload the dishwasher. And then to feed the dogs, water the plants.
Hey, Dobbo, I've just worked out why Margo has so many kids. Margo's got 4 kids, and it's just so she doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's correct.
The whole time the kids are washing and doing, I haven't heard, there's no other job to do in the household as far as I can work out.
Yeah, what are you doing?
She watches them clean the toilets or the bathrooms.
She's watching Beverly Hills Housewives or one of those trashy
Real Housewives
TV
of Melbourne. Yeah. That's one of her go-tos.
Yeah. I do love a Real Housewives episode.
Joke.
But anyway, so there's a certain things. You know, if you live in the house, I want them to be self-sufficient. I want them to grow up, and I, when, you know, when they go and live with people, roommates and whatnot, I want them to be nice, tidy human beings who
they're
can
10, 8, 6 and 2 or
well,
whatever.
The 4-year-old and the 2-year-old, I don't expect them to do anything, but the 7-year-old and the 8-year-old, I expect them to make their beds and, you know, put their dishes away. That's just part of living the house.
Work a 7-day week.
Yep.
But I kind of commissioned them to do some extra things around the house. I hate unloading the dishwasher in the morning.
Like,
I couldn't think
of
anything worse. So I've sort of said to them, you know, if you guys do this, I'll pay you. So I've kind of given them like a dollar a chore type thing. I'll give you a dollar if you unstack the dishwasher, a dollar if you load the dishwasher. While he's like, oh, yeah, oh, I want a dollar too, you know, because money is everything. It's their currency, you know. They'll do anything for money.
It's everyone's currency.
So now they're feeding the dogs. Now they're watering the plants, et cetera. But right. I always forget. So they get probably maybe $10 a week. You know, if they do all of their chores, you know, every day, all day, they get about $10.
Sure.
But I don't always remember to pay them. And then sometimes I dip into their chore money because I need cash for school or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, so it kind of got to the point where Memphis was reminding me all the time that I owe her money because I'd borrowed $10 off or whatever for the sausage sizzle at school, or I haven't given her her money for this week. And I was like, girlfriend, I pay for your life.
Did you actually call your daughter girlfriend?
Well, no.
Yeah, she would have. She would have.
I was like, babe, I pay for your life. Like,
yeah, they don't care.
Slack off on the $10, all right? I'll give it to you when I give it to you.
By the way, KG came up with a new rule in our place. And I'm a bit like you. I used to, and it was sheer bribery. Like, the more I paid, the more that got done. And KG said, right, enough's enough. So they start the week every week with the kids. They get $15. They start the week. And it's a system, if they don't do their jobs, they lose money.
It's a deduction.
William hasn't been paid for 3 weeks. Like, seriously, mate.
I will.
And his room is a credit. Like, yep. And you know what? Ava, she's gone as well now. Like, I looked at her room this morning. They left yesterday. And I'm like, I ain't touching that. And there's no money going
but
their way.
But they're a bit older. The incentive's not as good because my kids are like, you know, young and they're keen and they're motivated and they want to earn money. So I'm going to end up being in debt because now I'm like questioning whether I should have offered to pay or not. Because I'm like, I didn't get paid as a kid growing up to help empty the dishwasher.
I never got paid. But I'm thinking about it from your kid's point of view, Dobbo. I reckon it's a good deal. I want to talk to Will right now, mate. He's taken $15 off you, but have a look at what you're getting, mate. You're getting room, board. You're getting your meals made for you. You're getting your laundry done for $15 a week. It's a bargain, mate. Keep doing what you're doing. So what are you thinking now, though, Margo?
Well,
not paying kids.
Should we be paying them? Like, because now I'm finding it a burden.
Pocket money's a great thing.
I never had cash on me either. You know, so I'm finding it a burden that, I have to pay them cash.
Yeah, but kids are getting pretty savvy these
days.
Because
I told them.
If you say, oh, I don't have cash, I can't, they'll say, that's all right, I've got a swipe and go.
I've got a
tap and go to unload the dishwasher. Well, let's open the phones up. 13 27 10 is our number here at Gold 92.5. Do you pay your kids when they're doing the household, you know, work around the house, or should they just do it for, as Margo says, for the love of the fact that you gave them life?
I did.
You girlfriend.
Say, girlfriend, I gave you life. So Margo's paying her kids to do the household chores at the moment, but considering not doing it anymore because they should be doing it for the love of the fact that you brought them into this world,
right?
Well,
be a
I figure
pigsty.
If I pay them, it's not child labour.
It'll be a pigsty. No one's going to do anything there.
Karen from Upper Coomera has given us a call. What do you reckon, Karen?
Well, I don't think we should pay them. I think they need to learn the responsibilities like we did at home.
Yeah.
I think responsibility is a good thing. I mean, we do our chores at home, like we do housework, but I think, and we don't get paid for doing housework, so children need to learn their responsibilities. They, you know, make their own breakfast, and we don't need to pay them to make their own breakfast.
No. Well, there's certain chores that I expect from them, you know, to learn responsibility, like you're saying, Karen, you know, making their beds and they get their own breakfast and brush their teeth and all that sort of stuff. Well, they go and pick up the poo in the backyard with the plastic bag and they get, like, incentives for that. All the stuff I don't want to do, you know, the dog food and the dishwasher, I pay them for, but all the other stuff they just have to do.
Do the pair of you do anything? Or, like,
we do everything else, Luke.
I do a lot. We're mums and we work 24/7.
Hey, good on you. All right. Hey, thanks for your call.
Okay.
And Vanessa in Labrador, what's your thoughts on this paying kids for chores?
So my first thought is if you can't afford it, you shouldn't do it. But the thing for me is if you put them on a mastery program and they say, right, we're going to do dishes or clean the bath or whatever, once they've mastered that skill, then you say to them, okay, you don't get paid anymore. You know how to do that. You contribute to the household by doing that job. If you want to earn money, you need to go and learn a new skill so that they learn to do the washing, wash the dishes, clean them, you know, pack the dishwasher, wash the car, whatever it is you want them to do, you have some control over it.
All right. You've learned how to unpack the dishwasher. You've learned how to, you know, fold clothes. Now it's time to learn how to build a back deck.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's time to learn how to re-roof.
Yeah. Have a crack. Sounds like a whole lot of slave labour
now
to
me. Now it's time to balance the books.
Exactly. Now it's time to learn how to change an engine. Hey, good on you. Thanks for your call.
All right.
One of the big stories around the world today is this historic meeting of Donald Trump and Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator. Now, Dobbo, I've got a question for both of you, all right? I'm going to get your question first, Dobbo. You're male and you got to sport one of those hairdos. Who are you going with? Are you going with Donald Trump's comb-over or are you going with the Kim Jong-un flat top?
Going with the flat top.
You are?
Only because my head's not like a square box like his. But like if I've got a normal head, he's just a fat head.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
careful.
Fair. Now, here's your question, Margo, and it's a tougher one. You've got to go one of them. All right. You know what I'm talking about. Now, you've either got to give it up. You got to kick it out wide by either Donald Trump or Kim Jong-un.
Who has more money?
I'm asking you sexually, who are you most attracted to? If you've got to give it up for one of them, who are you going for?
Melania Trump.
No, that's not.
Nah.
No comment.
You had to.
But I don't have to.
Trump would be gone sooner.
Way to have fun on the radio.
You don't actually have to.
Want to go Donald. You'd go Donald,
No, I know,
you?
But this will be held against me, and I'm sure used and edited later on
All
for
right,
something
well,
else.
We assume it's Trump. we know it's Trump.
You get back to us tomorrow on that one. So Trump and Kim Jong-un have had their big get-together in Singapore. They've signed an agreement. You should see how aggressive Donald Trump was when he was signing the agreement, by the way. He sounded like he was... I imagine, Dobbo, you know when you finalised your divorce and you had to sign off on it? I imagine that's the face that you had when you were signing the agreement.
No, I'm on with tears.
What I found fascinating, because the TV in the studio here was showing the footage of it, and I don't pretend to know anything about it, but he was using like a Nikko pen to sign.
Like a big texter.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was strange. Well, like not just a black ballpoint pen. It was like a big black Sharpie.
Well, they've signed off on an agreement. None of us know what the agreement was for.
What is it for?
Anyway, apparently there's better, more hope for peace in the world because of these two guys.
I can tell you now, I know we take, and they're both lunatics, but the fact that they've actually come together.
They made it happen.
Everybody can say what they want about Donald Trump.
I think Donald Trump thinks it's a good thing, though, does he?
Well, he went and made the meeting, and he signed an agreement now that we'll now see the neutralisation of nuclear weapons out of North, which is...
We don't know.
That they've had to come to this sort of agreement, I think he's not happy about.
No, well, it's historic. I mean, he's the guy that said he can make it happen. It's never happened before. So, yeah, you're right, Dobbo. He's made it happen where others haven't. And
like, he's a lunatic.
Yeah, but that might be the secret there, is you've got... He can speak Kim Jong's language.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Korean.
Lunatic. Lunatic, mate. Okay. Lunatic. Okay. They're both fluent in lunacy. That's what I'm saying. Because they're both full of it. Like a lot of people are saying these guys are both, well, they're BS. I mean, Kim Jong's dad, Kim Jong-il, he was one of the great BSs of all time. He said that he invented the hamburger, right? Yeah. He's the guy that claimed he only ever played one game of golf in his life, and he went 18 holes in a world record 34, including 11 hole in ones.
Yep.
That's the BS there. And because the news came out today that Kim Jong-un has flown to Singapore. And what did you read, Benny? What did he bring?
Oh, he brought his own toilet, apparently. Toilet seat.
Didn't Prince Charles also do that?
Yeah, but the interesting thing with Kim Jong-un's father, he claimed he didn't defecate. The supreme leader doesn't defecate.
That'd be painful.
And so the son obviously does. But then you've got that BS on one side, but then Trump's got his own BS as well. Like there was a
Stormy Daniels.
Well, there was also in one of his golf resorts, he's got a Time magazine cover, like him framed up in a Time.
Oh, yeah.
And then someone's gone in there and gone, hang on, you've never been on the, you know those, how you can get
a fake magazine.
He had a fake magazine cover. Then there was the whole thing about, you remember he said that he had the largest crowd ever for a president's inauguration? And he just didn't. Like, it was like, there's the comparisons between what Obama had and what Trump had. And Obama's was like five times bigger. But this may be the greatest piece of BS of all time. So this is going back to the early 90s. Donald Trump's not president, obviously, but it can show. This shows you the character of Donald Trump. He's just broken up with his Mrs. Marla Maples. Mm. Remember when he was going out with her?
Yeah.
No.
The rumour was he cheated on her and all this sort of stuff. But a reporter from, I think, the New York Post rings Donald Trump's office to talk to Donald Trump about these rumours. Now, Donald said, now what happens is they say to the reporter, we'll put you through to Donald's PA. Mm-hmm. He handles this sort of stuff.
Okay.
It's not Donald's PA. It's Donald pretending to be his own PA.
John Miller.
John Miller. Have a listen.
What kind of comment is coming from either your agency or from Donald?
Well, it's just that he really decided that he wasn't, he didn't want to make the commitment. He didn't want to make a commitment. He really thought it was too soon. He's coming out of a marriage and he's starting to do tremendously well financially. And he just thought it was too soon to make.
Is there any doubt in your mind that that's Donald Trump?
That's him.
It's his voice. The inflection of his voice is the same, yeah.
Any commitment to anybody.
So what is going to happen with Rashid being asked to leave, or she's going to be allowed to stay?
Well, he treats everybody well. And,
yeah.
You don't know him, but he's a...
No, I have met him.
Have you met him?
Yeah.
He's a good guy, and he's not going to hurt anybody. He treated his wife well, and he will treat Mama well. And, he's somebody that has a lot of options. And frankly, He gets called by everybody in the book, in terms of women.
Way to float your own boat.
But he's not. He's got his PA floating. Hey, real quick, do you want to have a listen to Dennis Rodman? Dennis Rodman went over to Singapore.
For some reason.
NBA player.
Well, he's very, very close with Kim.
Kim Jong-un. Yeah. He was
He's been invited to North Korea on three occasions because of his love of basketball. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And now he's over in Singapore crying about it. Have a listen.
I got so many death threats when I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days.
So he's doing an interview on CNN and crying.
I couldn't even
Sounds
go
Irish.
Home. But I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know how to see me.
America's foreign diplomat.
I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything.
You know, the strangest part is that some people are saying he's the most sane out of the whole three of them.
That's the catch-up podcast for the new look Mazda BT50 with up to 3.5 tonnes towing and the grunt of a 2.2 or 3.2 litre diesel engine. The new look Mazda BT50 is built tougher than a $2 steak. You can catch us weekdays from 3 on 104.5 Triple M and Gold 92.5.